Hello and welcome to the award-winning Gutter Manager Search Edition Part 3 or 4. I can't tell, I'm losing track. We're doing these every week. I'm enjoying more with each passing week. The more Alonso we're talking, the more he's likely to come to us, I think. I think that's the case. Stu Wright's with me, Neil Jones is with me, Phil Blundell's with me. Andy's producing, trying to turn the sound up in my cans just to annoy me every now and again if I get out of line. Whoa. Sorry, And I'll do your bidding. Okay. Let's just get straight to and get to the news as it's the story as it's changing, it's waxing and waning. Neil Jones, yesterday we got a sort of a formal announcement of sorts. I don't know who it came from. Was it from Tuchel's people himself or Bayern's people? I can't remember, saying that they'd agreed to sort of mutually part company at the end of the season. Sort of, I'm not saying it's entirely unprecedented. Managers announced, like Klopp has announced, that I'm leaving. But to sort of pre-announce his own sacking, feels odd. I mean, he's trying to package it that it's not that, but it is that.
Well, Bayern announced it, didn't he? Bayern put a statement out.
Oh, was it them first?
Yeah, well, it was trailed in the media, but Bayern confirmed it, that they will no longer be continuing their relationship from the summer. I don't think any surprise, is it? They're not going to win the league for the first time, 2012. They're probably not going to win the Champions League. I can't see them winning that. They're already out of the cup, so they're looking at a trophyless season, having brought in one of the best strikers in the world. It was unlikely that they were going to. Yeah. You can add your own punchline there, poor Harry, but. I don't think it was ever really a surprise that Tuchel wasn't going to be their manager next season. I don't think there was any way he could carry on. I think what it does show a little bit is the sort of the state of the club at the moment. They're usually sort of seen as a bit wild sometimes in terms of, you know, so a lot of people have got a lot of egos at the club and a lot of people speak out and you get a little bit of infighting. But Bayern are pretty much a stable club, aren't they, in terms of, you know, they can be relied on to be at the right end of the Bundesliga, they can be relied on to be in the latter stages of the Champions League. And it's very rare that they get to February and everything's so grim. So I think it does speak to the problems that are existing on and off the field.